Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. Mr. Greg, how are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be on with you.
Well, have you had a nice weekend? We're in the full throes of summer. Have you been out on the golf course enjoying yourself yet?
Yeah, you know, I got out a couple of times recently, and that was always enjoyable. And, you know, it's funny. You hit this kind of law of June, right, where it feels like the season is so close, yet it still feels so far away, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But it feels even more like that this year, where it feels like it could be far away because we think they're going to start on time in September, but we don't know for sure, Jim. And if not, obviously, we're going to have to wait a little bit of time to see football, but I'm trying to be optimistic and think that they will start on time. But then again, keep in mind that we don't have – there was a fascinating article, not to take us too far off the path that we had charted for this segment, Jim, but there was a great article from CBS's Dennis Dodd recently that kind of looked at the fact that the two-month mark is rapidly approaching in terms of the start of the season, and we still don't have a universal testing plan in college football. And his article raises the great point – how will there be a universal testing when schools like Alabama, Penn State, and you know others can obviously afford more testing and more safety protocols and things like that than their counterparts in the Group of Five and even some of the lower level Power Five schools? So that was a pretty stark reminder that there's a lot still that needs to be figured out before a season is played. But yes, trying to enjoy the golf course from the summer and planning, you know, the usual path as if we are going to be busy all fall following the Nittany Lions. So it's been good.
Yeah, you have to approach it as if it's going to happen. But one of the best statements on the season that I've heard was, you know, heard it from a friend from another contact within the Penn State world, that it's not a case where they have plan A and B. It's plan A, B, C, D, E, you know, because there's so many different variables, so many different ways this thing could play out. But anyway, let's get back on track. We wanted to devote this segment, of course, to recruiting, like we normally do with quarter number one. Not a lot of news this past week on the Penn State recruiting front. They're still at 12 recruits in the fold, 5 on offense, 6 on defense, and, of course, the kicker. What I wanted to do this week with you, though, Greg, was take a look at who's still left on Penn State's board. Where does Penn State sit with these players? And the obvious starting point is always going to be Nolan Rucci. And shameless plug here, last week with Ross Tucker, we had a segment with Ross's conversation with Nolan Rucci. We did part one. Later this week, we will do part two of that conversation. So be sure to stay tuned to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Your thoughts on Nolan Rucci? It seems to be a Penn State versus Wisconsin battle.
Yeah, well, I think, Jim, at this point that, you know, he's been around his brother, Hayden, for quite some time. And I'm sure that, and as we've talked about before, you know, Wisconsin is a place that is offered. Nolan is, he seems to be pretty interested. And it's just like he's pretty interested in Penn State. But I think the Badgers have a built-in and, of course, legal advantage that, you know, when Nolan is overhearing Hayden's position meetings or things like that, and, you know, he gets a better sense for how the Badger coaches go about their business, even if it's in this virtual Zoom world, than what he's getting from Penn State, because he can't go visit and sit in a meeting and watch practice and things like that. So that may give them a bit of a lead at the moment. You know, I still don't think it's time to start fretting about. I know some folks that have put in 247 Sports crystal ball picks for Nolan Rucci to Wisconsin. I just don't think it's time to start fretting about those yet. Now, if Nolan would come out, you know, this week, Jim, and say, I'm going to announce my decision on July 4. I'm going to announce my decision by the end of July or the end of August even. I think that would be problematic for Penn State because it means that they're not going to get to host him again before he makes a call. But there's no reason to think that he is going to decide before he can go see schools again. So I think Penn State fans just have to sit tight and wait this one out and realize that A, there's a long way to go, but also B, that even if Wisconsin has a lead right now, Penn State has plenty of time to erase it. And, you know, visits will go a long way in determining that.
I believe that Penn State fans right now are a little gun shy, you know, after what happened with Julian Fleming. And then there's been so many recruits this year at the higher level, the four-star recruits, the blue chip guys, who Penn State's been in the Final Four, but they always seem to choose otherwise. But let's hit on a couple more guys. And I've been pointing out there seems to be a disproportionate number of Penn State recruits at different positions. Defensive back, they already have four guys in the fold, but I'll lump together two names, two players in Pennsylvania, Derek Davis and DeJohn Warren. Davis is out Western PA. Warren is another Lackawanna College recruit. It doesn't seem like either one of them is in a hurry to announce, but Penn State seems to be in decent position with both of them.
Yeah, so DeJohn Warren, a guy who, you know, he reminds me of a little bit is, you know, Christian Wilkins in a sense, where it was just like you just thought he was going to pick Penn State. And another guy that it comes to mind with, I'm not trying to be negative here, I'm just saying how this is kind of where, you know, kind of how it feels, is a Ja'Kai Moore, who last cycle, you know, a lot of people thought he was going to pick Penn State, never did, and then he ended up elsewhere. Here's why it's different this time around with DeJohn Warren compared to some of the players who seemed like Penn State's locks in the past only to end up elsewhere. The difference is DeJohn simply just wants to wait until he can go take visits, and he doesn't want to commit to Penn State or anywhere else and then upset that coaching staff and that fan base and whatnot by doing the right thing and using the five official visits he gets as a college football recruit to see some great football and experience some great times. So I think the Lions are still in great shape here with the Lackawanna. I believe he's now the nation's number two junior college player by the 247 Sports composite ranking. So I think they're in pretty good shape. I don't think there's any reason to stress the fact that he wants to visit other campuses. Could he go to one of them, be blown away, and commit on the spot? Yeah, I mean, that's always a possibility, but I don't see that happening in this particular case unless it's committing on the spot to Penn State.
On the other side of the ball, the wide receivers, Penn State already has two in the fold, Sean Clifford's brother, Liam, Lonnie White, who just, they were both listed as athletes, but they're wide receivers. Penn State still seems intent on bringing in another wide receiver or two. They struck out on their number one, two, and three picks. So where are they there? I know Jaleel Farouk is a name, but he seems to be trending Oklahoma. Is there any updated information on him or any other wide receivers that they're now looking at?
No, still kind of waiting it out at this point. And it feels to me that if, you know, Jaleel Farouk decides to make a decision before he can come to Penn State again, that the Lions are probably on the outside looking in. But let's keep in mind, we talk about this all the time, Jim, that with the 247 Sports crystal ball, you have to be careful at times because some people will put predictions in that you don't necessarily believe in or trust. I like the, you know, I have no issues with the two guys who put those picks in, but for Oklahoma, but it's only two. And I think that, that you know, you got to keep in mind that usually when you start to worry about the crystal balls piling up is when they get up to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and they're all the same school. So I think it's plenty reasonable to be willing, you know, wanting to be patient there, no question about it. But, you know, I wouldn't say that the Lions are in perfect shape by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, they got some work to do here. Taylor Stubblefield has some work to do here, and it's not going to be, you know, easy to just go out and get guys to, you know, come in for visits at wide receiver. And it's going to be tough, I think, to add players from this pool. Now, I'll look at Florida and think that Stubblefield and Jawan Sider have good relationships down there. So maybe they can find a guy in the Sunshine State or two who's willing to visit and possibly commit. But it's not the year of the receiver in this class like it looked like it was once going to be. That's for sure.
No, it doesn't. Let's take a look at a couple other names. Off the air, you and I were mentioning Kelvin Gilliam. He's a four-star defensive lineman for Virginia. And your take was that Penn State seems to be trending upward with him.
Yeah, I think things are moving in the correct direction there. John Scott Jr. seems to have done a really nice job keeping Penn State in the mix there. So is it, again, would I say that they're in the driver's seat in that particular recruitment, Jim? I don't know if I would go that far, but are they in the mix? Certainly, no doubt about it. And when you look at some of the other defensive line situations and recruitments that they're in, I don't think you would say that about, about every I don't think you would say that about every single one of the ends and tackles that they're after right now. So, there's encouraging things there. And it just, again, we usually don't see a lot of commitments. You mentioned last week was a pretty slow week in terms of Penn State news. And we have hit that point in a way where there's not really going to be a whole heck of a lot going on, or at least there shouldn't be. There's workouts, but we don't usually get access to those this time of year. Summer workouts, so that tends to be pretty quiet. And then recruiting wise, we'd usually be talking about camps and stuff like that. Obviously, those are out the windows, and those are usually the only way you get commitments at this time of year. So, I just look at it as, Jim, it's probably going to be pretty slow for a bit, and it usually should be at this time of year. So, like we always say, what problems and what pitfalls should you watch for? And for Penn State, those are seeing guys commit elsewhere before you can host them again. As long as that doesn't happen, they'll be in pretty darn good shape come the fall.
All right. And in the little bit of time we have left, I want to throw another name or two at you. We've been talking about Jamari Boudin, it seems like, for quite a while. Early on, he seemed to be trending that he was going to stay in state, whether it was Michigan or Michigan State. Then he seemed to be trending more towards Penn State. What is that status right now?
Yeah, that's another good recruitment there. So Boudin's a guy who, again, like a lot of this Penn State class, is from Michigan, has offers from both of the schools there, and is still considering Penn State pretty heavily. So, the crystal balls have kind of started to pile up for Penn State to land him. At this point, I'm looking at it now, they have a handful placed not too terribly long ago, about a month and a half ago for Penn State. Nothing's really changed since. So time to go there, obviously. Again, I don't know if he has a decision date set. I don't believe that he does. So, he'll want to take visits again, too. So things are looking up there in that particular recruitment. And, it all come down to visits, just like it always does.
All right, Greg, that's going to have to be it for our recruiting segment. There's still a nice list of names there. And as we've been saying before, this is probably going to be also the year of the decommitment, where when players are going to be allowed to make visits again, we're going to see a lot of players decommitting. So a long way to go on the recruiting trail for Penn State and everyone else. That's it for quarter number one. Stick around for quarter number two.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.